Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
The incredible Anne Bjørg Lien, who is from Norway and plays the Hardanger fiddle better than almost anybody you'll ever hear. She's an extraordinary musician, and that was her own composition, which is called Betty Mowat, and she wrote it about Betty Mowat, who was a Shetland spinner and hand knitter who became notoriously famous at the age of 59 when she found herself stranded alone in a small boat, the sailor of which had fallen overboard, and she drifted across the North Sea all the way to Norway and survived. She made it all the way back eventually to Shetland, and Annbjørg Lien wrote that after hearing that story, Annbjørg works a lot with Shetland fiddler Katrina MacDonald. And Katrina, I presume, introduced her to the tale of Betty Mowat. The tune's absolutely exquisite, isn't it? And comes from her album Drifting Like a Bird. And I'm happy to say that Annbjørg Lien and Katrina MacDonald will be appearing together at Celtic Connections wonderful festival in Glasgow. And the date of their concert is January the 16th. And I happen to know that because I am honoured to be part of the band alongside Inga Thompson and James McIntosh. I'm thrilled to be part of that ensemble, and I look forward to hearing Annbjørg playing that wonderful tune again in January. Send that out to my colleague Sam Hindley, who will also be at Celtic Connections in January. Welcome back to the second half of Thank Goodness It's Folk. I'd like to play you something now, new from Brian Peters. Brian has a new record out. You should get it from Bandcamp. That's where the majority of Brian's catalogue can be found. Brian lives in Glossop and is a multi-talented, multi-instrumentalist, a great interpreter of traditional songs. He's a songwriter as well. He has a deep interest in child ballads and is an authority on them. But he also just makes damn good records. And they're always a really interesting mixture of traditional English stuff, some songs from America, the Appalachian region particularly, and always throws in a few contemporary things as well. His version of Scarborough Fair on the new album is really lovely, and I'm going to play that for you now. And I'll tell you that the new album, available on Bandcamp, is called Tasks, and it came out in October this year. Here's Brian Peters.
Where are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. Once she was a true lover of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt. Parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. Without any needle nor thread therein worked, then she'll be a true lover of mine. Tell her to wash it in yonder well. Parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. Where water ne'er sprung, no, nor drop of rain fell. Then she'll be a true lover of mine. Tell her to plough me an acre of land. Parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. Between the sea and the saltwater strand. Then she'll be a true lover of mine. To plough it all with a ram's horn. Parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. Sow it all over with one peppercorn. Then she'll be a true lover of mine. Tell her to reap it with a sickle of leather. Parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. Tie it all up with a tomtit's feather. Then she'll be a true lover of mine. Tell her to gather it all in a sack. Parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. Carry it home on a butterfly's back. Then she'll be a true lover of mine. Where are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. Remember me to one who was there. Once she was a true lover of mine.
I will not go down, I will not go down, down, down. I will not go down, I will not go down, down, down. I will not go down, I will not go down, down, down. I will not go down, I will not go.
The absolutely gripping voice of Amethyst Kea with I Will Not Go Down, and that featured Billy Strings, the unmistakable Amethyst Kea. I can't wait for her next record. Now, it was my nephew Felix's 13th birthday on the 27th of November, and a massive happy birthday to Felix. I can't wait to see you again, Felix. It's only a matter of months till we come out to Australia again, and I'm very glad to say that. Felix shares a birthday with one Jimi Hendrix, and I'm going to play a Jimi Hendrix song for you now, Felix, but performed on The Bouzouki by the wonderful English musician Benji Kirkpatrick, who has made a whole album of Hendrix songs, which he calls Bendrix, and he's just taken it on tour around the UK. I hope one day he manages to do some of this in Australia, Felix, because I think you'd really enjoy what he does. But in the meantime, enjoy Benji Kirkpatrick singing The Wind Cries Mary, a song which I hope you are already attempting on your red Fender Stratocaster at full volume, all the way up to 11, Felix.
After all the jacks are in their boxes and the clowns have all gone to bed, I can hear happiness staggering on down the street, footprints dressed in red, and the wind whispered Mary. A broom is drearily sweeping up the broken pieces of yesterday's life. Somewhere a queen is weeping, and somewhere a king has no wife, and the wind cries Mary. Traffic lights turn a blue tomorrow and shine their emptiness down on my bed. A tiny island sags downstream because the life that lived is dead. Thank you.
Sometimes I have dreams where I fall asleep, and when I wake up, I can sing like Julie Murphy. What a voice, and what a wonderful band were Fern Hill. Julie Murphy has a double album out at the moment called Retrospective. You'll know about this if you listen to the show, because we interviewed her on the program about it a couple of months back, and she shared some wonderful tracks from that record. Well, Julie has a few copies of it left, and you can pick one up if you go and see her at a series of concerts that's happening right now. In fact, tonight at the Tangled Parrot in Carmarthen, you can see an album launch with a signing. She's singing solo there. It's a free concert. Go and see that if you're anywhere near Carmarthen tonight. Tomorrow night, also free at the Tangled Parrot in Swansea. And on then she'll be in Llanfyllin on the 30th of January at the Gallery Arwen Gallery. That is also a free concert. And you can pick up a copy of the album at any one of those concerts. If you don't live in Wales, in fact, if you live in Northern England, you can see her on the 1st of February at the People's Republic Day Rider Festival in Hull with her partner, Kerry Rees-Matthews. Julie Murphy and Kerry Rees-Matthews at the Day Rider Festival in Hull. And the next night, the 2nd of February, I'm very happy to say that we are presenting a house concert at Live at Sam's with Julie and Kerry in Sheffield. So get your tickets through Live at Sam's. Let's make that a full house here in Sheffield for the wonderful Julie Murphy and Kerry Rees-Matthews on the 2nd of February. More new music now from a beautiful duo record that came out on Bandcamp today by Seb Stone and Samuel Day. The album is called Fullo Carols, and it is exactly as it sounds. Carols from the village or parish of Fullo in Derbyshire, where Seb and I believe Sam grew up. This is a carol written, the music at least, by a villager of the village of Eam. And it is called Gabriel, and this is associated with the Fullo caroling tradition. Here it is, sung in beautiful a cappella style by Seb Stone and Sam Day. And if we get the chance to talk to Seb soon about this record on the show, we will do so. In the meantime, enjoy this beautiful seasonal song, Gabriel.
Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. Ye who sang creation's story,
ye who sang creation's story,
ye who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, come and worship, 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 worship Christ the newborn King. Shepherds in your fields abiding, watching o'er your flocks by night, God with man is now residing.
God with man is now residing.
God with man is now residing. Yonder shines the infant light. Come and worship. Come and worship. Worship, worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Come and worship, come and worship, 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 worship Christ the newborn King.
Perhaps a look, perhaps a line, or something taken out of time. It always starts with something little. Are we stupid? Are we blind? Maybe you shout, maybe I swear. It goes too far. Separate this mismatched pair.
forgive and don't forget. Don't make it like the time we met. 'Cause if we hang around till morning, we'll do something we regret. Don't leave the door open, don't stop for a goodbye kiss. Don't leave the door open, I can't come back to this. All this making up's exhausting, we need something longer. Goodbye, kiss. Don't leave the door open, I can't come back to this.
Magpie Ark, and they have a new album coming out in a week's time, and I can't wait to hear it. I still haven't, despite the fact that you might think I have close connections to some of the members of the band. I still haven't heard it. I've heard Gil Brenton, which is a master work of folk rock splendor at over 10 minutes long, and he's also the title track of the new album, Gil Brenton, named after Child Ballad Number 5, which Nancy Kerr set for this very program when we were looking at that at the very beginning of our Friday's Child feature. I hope you don't mind if I have a break from Friday's Child this week. There's two or three in a row. We're up to around about the 196 mark without any tunes. And I just want to make sure we haven't missed anything obvious, so we'll be back with that next week. But the reason I played Magpie Ark is that they are appearing in Sheffield at a big Firth Hall special concert on the 18th of December, where they'll be playing material from their new album, Gil Brenton, with their new guest guitarist, Sam Carter, who replaces the outgoing Martin Simpson. And Sam has just stepped into those shoes magnificently. Despite the fact that he's not an official member of Magpie Ark, he is doing all of the gigs, so you can make of that what you will. I can also tell you that in that concert, I'll be appearing with Nancy Kerr as a duo, and very excitingly, Sam Carter and Rowan Rheingans will be forming a duo for that. Well, they do perform as a duo, and they'll be at that concert as well. So there'll be a set from Sam Carter and Rowan Rheingans, a set from myself and Nancy, and then Magpie Ark. And we're going to do some harmony singing as a four-piece, never tried before, with Sam Carter, Rowan Rheingans, myself and Nancy Kerr. And we'll sing some seasonal songs, I'm sure. And then we'll all join Magpie Ark at the end. It's going to be a huge night. Let's all get down to Firth Hall on the 18th of December for that. I hope you can come along. And do keep an ear out on Bandcamp next week when the new Magpie Ark album drops. Right, I've got a real treat for you now. This is new music to me, but some of you will know it already. It's been out for about a year from a very talented duo indeed, who base themselves in Oxford and are called Bailey and Keeley. They are the duo between Saul Bailey and Mitch Keeley. I've seen both of these wonderful musicians at sessions around the place. Most recently, I remember seeing them at Sidmouth. And I recently came across a video of them playing the next set of tunes, which are compositions, I believe, of Saul Bailey. Their album is called Athlemas. It's absolutely beautiful, and the opening track is stunning. In fact, the second tune in this set, which is called King Oak, is one of the best new tunes I've heard in ages. So from their album Athlemas, which you should buy today on Bandcamp, as it is Bandcamp Friday, from Bailey and Keeley, just check out this absolutely sublime piece of music, Queen Oak and King Oak from Bailey and Keeley. Just sit back for 7 minutes and let this lovely music wash over you.
Thank you. the trees that grow so fair, old England to adorn. Greater honored beneath the sun than oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn. Oak of the clay lived many a day, or ever Aeneas began. Ash of the loam was a lady at home when Brut was an outlaw man. Thorn of the down saw new Troy town, from which was London born. Witness here by the ancient triumph, oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn. You that is old in churchyard mould, he breedeth a mighty bowl. All of our shoes do wise men choose, and beach for cups also. But when ye have killed and your bowl is spilled, your shoes are clean outworn. Back ye must speed for all that ye need to oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn. Elm, she hates mankind and waits till every gust be laid to drop a limb on the head of him that anyway trusts her shade. But whether a lad be sober or sad, or mellow with ale from the horn, he'll take no wrong when he lieth along neath oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn. Oh, do not tell the priest our plight, or he would call it a sin. But we've been out in the woods all night, a-conjuring summer in. And we bring you news by word of mouth, good news for cattle and corn. Now is the sun come up from the south with oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. England shall bide till judgment tide by oak and ash and thorn.
Well, first you heard Queen Oak and King Oak from Bailey and Keeley. And then you heard Oak and Ash and Thorn, words by Rudyard Kipling, setting by Peter Bellamy, led there by Peter Bellamy with his former bandmates from the Young Tradition, Royston Wood and Helen Wood. And I played that because in the first half, if you didn't hear it, and you can catch up later, of course, I was speaking to Sheffield singer Patrick Rose about his recent, well, ongoing Advent calendar, which you can find by typing in Patrick Rose Peter Bellamy Advent Calendar into a search engine. And it is 25 songs emerging one day at a time over the course of December leading up to Christmas. And I would have some money on Patrick singing Oak and Ash and Thorn. We'll find out, won't we? We don't know yet. We only know what the first five are as of this morning. St. Agnes Fountain do a magnificent Christmas show, which is why most of their gigs are sold out. But you can catch them at some venues. They're just about to kick off the tour if they haven't already. And it's always incredibly popular, led by the brilliant voices of Julie Matthews and Chris Weil. And this is one of my favourite vocals of Chris Weil's, and I'm sure yours as well. From St. Agnes Fountain, touring at the moment, this is River by Joni Mitchell.
Skate away on. Oh, I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. Well, he tried hard to help me, and he put me at ease, and he loved me so now he made me weak in the knees. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. Oh, but I'm so hard to handle, I'm selfish and sad, I've gone and lost the best baby that I ever had. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. Oh, I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to. I could skate away on. I made my baby say goodbye. Oh. Now it's coming on Christmas. They're cutting down trees, they're putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away
Absolutely magnificent. Chris Wilde leading St. Agnes Fountain with a river. Speaking of Christmas tours, it would be remiss of me not to mention, despite the fact that I'm in the band, that the Melrose Quartet Christmas Concert Series kicks off tomorrow night at Crooks Social Club, and we would love to see some of you if you can come out to Crooks Social Club tomorrow. One of the features of our Christmas show, of course, is the Rudolph Variations, and we always bring 12 new Rudolph Variations to every Sheffield concert. This is a game where we sing the words of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer to the tune of something else, and you have to guess. There are prizes. If that sounds like your idea of hell, then you are alongside Richard Arrowsmith. Although I have to say, if you know Richard, this year Richard's come up with some absolute beauties and seems to be slowly, steadily embracing the spirit of the Rudolph Variations. It may just be Stockholm Syndrome. We don't quite know.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had,
a very shiny nose.
And if you ever saw it,
anyway, we have another gig on Tuesday at the Annick Playhouse. I hope you can get up to that. And then the tour continues. If you know anyone in Annick in the northeast at all, let them know that the Bright New Year, our Christmas show, will be up there on Tuesday. Right then, what shall we have now? I would like to hear this.
Sounds can't understand. Oh, please, God, hold my hand. Why it should have happened to me. And it's only love, and it's only love that can wreck a human being and turn him inside out. That can wreck a human being and turn him inside out. Some say a heart is just like a wheel. When you bend it, you can't mend it. And my love for you is like a sinking ship, and my heart is on that ship out in mid ocean. And it's only love, 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 and it's only love.
Kate Nana McGarrigle with the sublime song Heart Like a Wheel, one of my very favourite tearjerkers. I hope you've enjoyed the program today. I've certainly enjoyed bringing you a selection of music. We have a stunning guest on next week's program. You'll know our feature, Kelham Island Discs, where we ask a person involved in the folk scene to bring along the music that has most inspired and influenced them over the course of their life. And that is what we're doing next week with the amazing Matthew Bannister. Matthew has a illustrious career in radio, having been head of Radio 1 programming for a while, among other things. But he's best known in the folk world now for his outstanding podcast series, Folk on Foot. Matthew is a Sheffield lad originally, although he's lived in London for many years, but we do have the pleasure of Matthew's company up here quite a lot, and he's done many specials featuring Sheffield musicians, including a look at the Sheffield Carols, and those episodes are all available on Folk on Foot. Well, Sam and I are delighted that Matthew Bannister will be joining us next week to talk about music that has inspired him, to talk about his interest in folk music and his long connection with it, to talk about Sheffield as well and his family roots here, and to talk about the 9 albums which have been nominated in the new Folk on Foot-led Folk Album of the Year Awards, which Sam Hindley, my co-presenter, has been one of the adjudicators on this year, and we are nearly at the drumroll point of announcing the Album of the Year. But Matthew and Sam will be talking about the albums that were sent in this year and the 9 final nominees for the award. So do join us next week here on Sheffield Live's Thank Goodness It's Folk for a very special chat with Matthew Bannister. I think it's going to be absolutely fascinating. In the meantime, thank you to Patrick Rose, my guest in the first half, for talking about his Peter Bellamy-inspired Advent calendar. Do check that out. It's Bandcamp Friday today, so if you have just discovered that you can download music from Bandcamp while supporting the artists directly with money, then you will know that Bandcamp Friday is the day to do it, because the artists will see the maximum share. So there's been plenty of new music on today's program, and if you've liked any of it, why not dig in and support your favourite artists with a little bit of money heading their way, much more than they'd receive if you just streamed them. Or you can buy, in a lot of cases, a physical copy through Bandcamp as well. You can also, of course, just go directly to artists' websites, where you will find the easiest way to support them. It's crucial, particularly for artists at this time of year when gigs are fewer and further between. In the meantime, do let me know what you thought of today's program. Thank you, as ever, for your company. And I leave you with the magnificent sounds of Sheffield's own Liz Hanks. What a wonderful musician, composer and cellist she is. And this album, Land, is absolutely beautiful. The track is Briar. See you next week, folks, for the Matthew Bannister Kelham Island Discs. Don't miss it. Look after each other and see you soon.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114